Message number 581. Those who survive at the end time will not die a physical death. Tuesday, October 16, 2012 at 11:30 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, the secret regarding the raising of the dead is important to understand. When I died as a man in the flesh, I destroyed your mortality. My death not just freed you from death but from sin after death. My death on the cross gave you the gift of immortality in my new kingdom. Because I died as a man, I died a mortal death. When someone dies, they will become immortal if they are in a state of grace. When I rose from the dead, I bequeathed this gift to those who are now in heaven who died in a state of grace. In my new paradise, they will become perfect immortal bodies. Those on the earth will become immortal at the second coming in the blink of an eye. As the trumpet of my messenger rings out, the dead will be raised as well as those whose names are in the book of the living to enjoy eternal life in the 1,000 years of my new kingdom promised to me by my Father. It is called the new paradise, and everything that is mortal up to the end will no longer be. You will be united with me, your Jesus. Death will no longer matter, for it will not exist. Now that I am bringing you the gift of my final salvation, you must listen to me. Take heed and encourage those who today, just as they were in the days of Noah, are caught up in their fun-filled aspiring lives, that they would be foolish to ignore the signs. Just as in the days of Noah they were swept away in terror when the floods came. Do not let that happen this time. My followers have been given exhaustive warnings, but it is no use. The problem is that those who accept the truth mingle with those who do not accept the truth, and this influences them. You must keep away from those who are pagans and pray for them. If you do not keep away, you will be seduced by lies and unclean spirits. Those who resist me will pull away from my protection. They will soon find that their lives of corruption will take them over slowly at first. Then they will block me out and become a slave to lies. When you keep in their company, you too will be attacked. Then you will find yourself apologizing for speaking the truth, the Word of God. It will be at that stage that you will see clearly the divide in your world. The gift that you have received from the Holy Spirit will mean that you will know instantly the danger they are in. If they only knew the truth, they would run to you. For all the false gods they idolize made from material things created by God, they make the same classic mistake. They adore the wonder of material things but ignore their Creator. In the new era of peace, they will have so much more, so much perfection. Yet they turn their backs. I will always love them, but their lack of love for me means that they won't enter the new life which I have created for them. This new life was created and made possible for two reasons. When I died in the flesh, I destroyed death. When I was raised from the dead, I gave you eternal life when the body has no power over you anymore. This is my promise to all of God's children. Those who survive at the end time will not die a physical death. They are blessed. They will be turned instantly into perfect physical bodies in mystical union with my glorious body. It will be then that they will meet those who died in my favor, who will be raised from the dead. They will all live in my new paradise. Your Jesus, children of God. Your Jesus.